We listen to Invectus Radio. We've got a special guest in the studio. We're going to talk about his broken foot, first of all, because you need someone talking some sense into you, young man. Charlie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm okay. I can walk properly. Charlie's from Red Squirrel, and we're going to talk more on that in a moment. But you've just broken your foot.
Yep.
And you're supposed to wear a cast, but you haven't got one on now.
Yeah. I'm risking the healing process.
You are.
Yeah.
You might think that you're, you know, young, and but later on in life you might regret that.
I don't feel that young anymore. So a customer joked to me the other day saying, "Now you know what it feels like to be old."
So you've still got a broken foot.
Yeah.
You're not wearing any cast or anything like that.
No.
See, one, you're missing out on a whole lot of sympathy and other people doing stuff. But I'm guessing you're one of those people that just wants to get on and do it.
Yeah,
and no good at sitting and doing nothing.
I get far too bored sitting down, and I've been chauffeured the last week and a half, and yeah, I need to just be doing my own things. And yeah.
But you don't fix a bone in a week, 10 days.
No, we'll find out. I mean, I have to go back this week to the hospital, so we'll see.
Well, they'll probably tell you off.
Probably, but yeah. I'll find out.
You don't care either, do you?
No.
All right, so look, is we're going to talk houses, we're going to talk selling and stuff like that this time of year. Is it a good time to sell this time of year?
Yeah, well, December and January are actually the best times, than any. In between Christmas Day and 2nd, 3rd of January, there's 240% increase online than any other time of the year. So actually, it's the best time. We're just into February now, which is still good, but January and December were the best consistently for the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Okay, I'm just thinking back to, because I've sold X amount of properties in my life, only probably about 4 or 5, and I think every one of them has sort of been around summertime.
Summer's actually the worst.
Is it?
August is like tumbleweed time. I mean, we still sell plenty of properties, don't get me wrong. But, August is definitely the quietest in the estate agency world. And July is probably not too good either. Everyone's on holidays and kids are off school. So they've got other things to focus on. So actually, the worst 2 months of the year... technically, are those 2 months.
Yeah, I can honestly say that I think we've sold, bought, moved it within a period of June and the end of September, generally.
Yeah, people's perceptions are they're the best times, but actually, in terms of numbers and sales and lets and everything, it's actually the quietest in terms of property transactions.
Oh, right.
It's the quietest, but we're still busy as a business, but as a market, it's... December and January, and then Easter, and then the summer's actually one of the quiet ones.
Is that why you've kicked off this cast then? Because you're in your busy time. If it had been August, you'd have not bothered.
I might have took the cast and stayed at home for 6 weeks then. it is hectic. I mean, all of my staff were all out and about constantly. We didn't shut over the Christmas period. We shut for 3 days, and that was it. We can't be closed because we're so busy. The perception, and I do a lot of networking things, and everyone always says to me, "Oh, it's not a good time now, is it?" No, it's the best. It's actually the best it's ever been on the Isle of Wight since the property crash.
Well, here you go. So, I've learned something today. Amazing. Okay, well, let's just backtrack a little bit. How long have Red Squirrel been going?
Well, 7.5 years.
Right.
So,
but you made your mark, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, the first year was about, let's see what happens. We've all, bar Stuart, none of us were estate agents prior to Red Squirrel. We bought, sold, let, developed, including myself, and we wanted to do our own thing. So it was the first year was like, well, see what happens. And now we're the only British Property Award company on the Isle of Wight. So we're classed, as far as the British property is concerned, as the best at selling and letting on the whole island.
Wow.
In 7.5 years.
So. That's excellent. Now, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Because I say, for so many years, and I'm not having to dig at them, but I mean, for so many years, it was the same old, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's hard for me because I wasn't an estate agent before Red Squirrel. So I look at it on a personal level in terms of what would I want? And what would my mum want and my sisters and family? So everything Red Squirrel does is that. Unfortunately, in sales environments, it's normally about quick money.
Yeah.
So we just look at it in a different method. So, yeah, we're just trying to do something different. And I think people Well, they obviously recognise it, otherwise we wouldn't have the British Property Awards. So
no, I was watching something at the weekend, funny enough, and it's I watch it regularly. It's an interesting programme. It's on Sunday afternoons where they buy a house on the cheap and they do it up, and then they get some a couple of estate agents in the areas to wander around. And you always get that feeling that it's the estate agent book here, you know, and they just get the book out. What's refreshing about you is you've come in and done it completely differently, because I don't suppose you use the book because you're not au fait with it, so you've got your own views and your own ways.
I'm aware of the book in terms of before Red Score existed, I did do a bit of training with London estate agencies, trying to help them improve their customer service. So I'm aware of the estate agency book and the first week and what types of viewings and are they really going to buy it and all of these things. So I know it, yeah. But I've bought and I've sold and I've let before Red Score existed, and I would rather do it how actually real people want it. You know, what a person would want selling their home or letting their home, or what a tenant would want moving into a house, what a buyer would want. They just want transparency. That's it. Simple, really.
I like the fact when people do things just differently, just to adjust things differently, not just for the hell of it, because it's better and it works and so on. Whereas I think certain places can become stale. This is the way that they do it, and so that's what you expect. And you know, I'm a great believer in, you know, just say for instance, look at our council at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, have you been somewhere else and watched someone else, how do they get things to a level that is slightly better than we are? I'm not having a dig at them, by the way. You know, like the parking issue. you go to any beach in the summertime, and the beaches are really there's no parking there. Mm-hmm. But you go abroad and you go to these places, and they don't seem to have a parking problem. No. So it's a case of go and have a look, see how they do things, and then it would, you know, then we sort of cater for what we need.
Yeah.
So what have you done? What's the one thing that you do that others don't?
We just based on our personal experience. What would we want? It is actually very simple.
Well, it's not rocket science.
No,
putting it
it's
that
very
way.
Simple. What would you want? And actually, rather than thinking quick money, and this isn't just aimed at estate agencies. This is sales environments as a whole. Too many focus on quick money. How can I earn that today? How can I earn that by the end of the month? Actually, forget about that. Focus on the customer, and the money will follow anyway. It is very simple, but it's not in the sales manual, really.
When somebody asks, what's the most stressful thing that when you're going to buy a house, what's the most stressful thing, do you think? I'm going to tell you what the most stressful thing for me is when moving a house.
From an actual person buying it, not an estate agency view.
Just say, for instance, we get dear, we're going to put the house on the market, we're going to sell, and between that day and when you move, what's the most stressful thing, do you reckon?
For me, I believe it's once you've actually got a sale agreed. From that point to completion is a stressful process the whole way through, to be honest. You're going to be asked questions that you don't even know what it means. You're going to be feeling like, is it happening? Isn't it happening? The way the English system works is very bizarre. In most other countries, or nearly every country in the world, there's a system that when you agree a property purchase, you put a certain amount down, and that is it. Unless you've got a serious illness or a structural problem with the property, it's sold, and you agree dates. In England, who knows? It's just managing the process. Someone can pull out at either point, and that doesn't mean the buyer. Sellers do it as well, you know, just because they, oh, I don't want to do that anymore.
Do you think they'll ever change? Because that system that you just described sounds really, really good. I was going to say the most. I've moved probably 5-6 times, and I must admit the most stressful thing is you've sold it. Now you've got to wait, and now these solicitors seem to drag their feet, get more money for dragging their feet, slowing everything. That's what it comes across like. Now some people might say, well, that's not quite true, you know, don't give them such a hard time. Yeah. But it just seems that way. You're waiting for this, you're waiting for that, you've done your bit, you're frustrated, you want to move on to the next thing. Why does it take so blooming long?
I think there's variable reasons, and actually estate agencies are part of the reason it can take a long time, in quite honest answer. There's arguments to say maybe some conveyances, buyers, sellers, it comes down to everyone as part of it. I think it can be simpler in terms of if an estate agent does their job properly from day one and checks the chain, just doesn't take someone's word for being a cash buyer, let's make sure they've got the cash. Again, helping the conveyancers, making sure the buyers know what they've got to do, make sure the sellers know what they've got to do. That helps the conveyancers and it helps us. So what we do as a company is make sure everyone knows their job, so everyone knows what to do. I would love, and I have no understanding as to why England do not do this, to follow one of the other methods from other countries.
Do you know, I was just going to ask you this. You're one step ahead.
Yeah, honestly, it would be a breath of fresh air, because unfortunately, as a company, we pride ourselves. I say unfortunately, it's something we do for our customers. We manage the whole process. Very few businesses do that. We do that to help our customer and to help us. But we're doing more work than we've ever had to do to get sales through. Why we can't have a process where Mr. Smith wants to buy Mr. Jones' property today, and they put the deposit down up front, they agree a date up front, subject to there being a structural or serious illness, that's it, done. We complete in 2 months' time. I don't know. I don't have an answer why we don't, but...
Well, see, that to me, that's what we... I always remember working with this lady at another radio station, and she said it should be just as easy as going into a shop, getting what you want. There's a survey there. It's already done. You pick it up, put it in your bag, go to the checkout, and it's done. You then have a word with the people that's already living there and the people that are buying your house. When can you move? Well, we can do a week Tuesday. Let's do that. What country was you thinking of? Because you said like they do in other countries.
There's many countries: Spain, Italy, France, Scotland. They all do different formats. America, nearly every country, bar England, have some sort of format to make sales secure. The process of selling, whether the property and that, you know, there's problems in Cyprus in terms of do you actually own the land or not. That's something separate.
Yeah.
But there's a process to ensure that once you agree a purchase, it will complete on this date. That's it. Job done. And I had a discussion with a conveyancer solicitor the other day. They're quite keen for it as well, to be quite honest, because they have to do things nowadays which you think, why would you even need to ask that? But unfortunately, because of the way England have gone with the way they have to prove things, they have to do parts of their job they never had to do before.
How can we get it changed then? Come on, let's start a ball rolling.
I don't know.
Who do we need to go and kick in the shins?
I think we need to try and figure out something to go through government. But it will be a big job. I mean, getting any property-related things changed take years and years and a hell of a lot of effort. So
sad.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know,
it is.
That's probably one thing that, if just say for instance, if you know the disappointment of you're in Europe and you've got these other little rules, okay, but that was never enforced on us. Had it been enforced on us, we'd be in a better place now, wouldn't we?
Who knows? I'm along the mantra, who knows? But I do think in that method, property related, that it makes sense. Why we don't do it? It just does not. It baffles me.
You should do a campaign. You should honestly set up.
Someone said that to me before.
Lobby
but
someone.
It's one of those. How long? How much do you have to invest? How not just money, but time. It's a big commitment to try and get anything like changed. I'd love it to happen, and I'd be on board if someone wanted to go through the process. Absolutely, but how you go about it is. I've tried to find out, but you get no straight answers.
So whoever can make the changes, they've probably made it so they've got it tied up in all this stuff that you're never ever going to change it, which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah.
Because you know what you're saying, it makes perfect sense.
No, it makes sense.
And if it works in other countries, what are the pitfalls?
Like I said, in Cyprus, sometimes you don't actually own the land you bought, but that's a separate part of the legalities over there. So whereas England, we do have. The legality side of things is extremely thorough. So things like that can't really happen. We've kind of got that down to a T, I'd say. The legality is sometimes too much, but, you know, it is there. You can't miss anything anymore. So I think we're safe on that side. That's only pitfalls in other countries, is some of the legal sides maybe isn't as stringent. But right. But we've got that side sorted. So condensing it in terms of let's do a set process, why not? Who knows? But I think it makes sense.
That's something I'd be, obviously, if I was buying something abroad, that's the one thing I'd be worried about. Is you end up, you pay all this money, and then you go out there and say, right, we're moving in there. And say, oh, that house that you thought you were going to, that's it there. It's the shed. Yeah. That's
you,
it.
You
that's
don't actually you own the land. Yeah, it's a common thing, unfortunately.
That would be the worst nightmare ever. Have you ever sold a property abroad?
Personally, yes. Right. Not for Red Squirrel, we haven't. But no, yeah, personally, I have. My family are from Cyprus. That's why I know specifically about Cyprus, for example. So yeah, it is an issue over there. So yeah, we have, but not via Red Squirrel. Red Squirrel just focus on the Isle of Wight. We sell a few properties in London and Surrey, but mainly Isle of Wight based.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Can I play you a tune?
Yeah.
Go on, what do you fancy?
Am I allowed to pick a song?
Yeah, go on, pick a song, yeah. As long as it's got no effing and jeffing in.
Mysterious Girl, Peter Andre.
Oh, really?
Have you got that one?
We'll find it and we'll bang it on in a minute, unfortunately. Vectis Radio. 104.6.
The heart of the island's community. Have you looked at your carpets lately? Whatever the problems with your carpets, curtains or upholstery, you need ChemDry first. Do your settees look worse for wear? Have you got stains on your chairs? No matter what the material, be it leather, cotton or silk, ChemDry first have the tools, training and experience to ensure they look their best. Call 295 518 or go to chemdryfirst.co.uk. That number again is 295 518.
Christmas 1943. 3,000 people forced to leave the Devon coast. But why? 5 weeks before the D-Day landings, Eisenhower ordered Exercise Tiger to prepare his troops for battle. But what if you're 12 years old and you arrive on that beach when they do? When it's all going wrong? Author of Goodnight, Mr. Tom, Michelle McGorian says, "This is a wonderful book. It's a jewel," says actress June Brown. The Kid on Slapton Beach. Order it online or from your favourite bookshop now.
West Wight Audio, the island's technical troubleshooters. Having problems with your phone? Or are your electrics on the blink? Maybe you need your appliances or your building wiring tested or just the light fitted. We've got it covered. For friendly, reliable service, call Kelvin on 754666 or click westwhiteaudio.co.uk. All island coverage.
Cats Protection and Ride has been caring for and homing cats on the Isle of Wight since 1961. Every year we help hundreds of island cats find their new forever homes. If you are thinking of adopting a new feline friend, then come along to the Isle of Wight Adoption Centre and we'll be happy to help you. We have cats of all ages, colours and personalities, so we can find a cat for you. Find us in Marlborough Road Ride or check out our website isleofwight.cats.org.uk for more information. We're open Wednesday to Sunday 10 till 4 with late opening on Fridays till 7. Our cats can't wait to come home with you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Vectis Radio. VectisRadio.com.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of IT service, consultancy and support to businesses, public sector and private clients across the island. Call us at PC Consultants on 01983 811 711 to find out more about our award-winning service.
Apologise out there for Peter Andre, especially to Maggie and Kelvin in the green room. They've got their fingers in their ears, but you requested it. So tell us the story. There you are, sat in your pants somewhere, and Peter Andre turns up.
But in the 90s, when Peter Andre was in his prime, my cousin was going in a relationship. I can't remember the boy band. It was either 911 or A1, the blonde one in them. And Peter Andre and them were friends, and he come around my auntie's house while I was there, unexpected, in his prime. He was still a lovely guy back then, to be honest. I've never met him since. He's not my friend, but, you know, he was a good guy.
How strange is that? You must have done a double take, didn't you?
I did when he walked in the house. The best thing was my other cousin, the younger cousin, she was obsessed with Peter Andre. So when he walked in, she was, like, faint. I can't remember. I think she was pretty much fainted.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny how people react, because some people just go, "Oh, all right, all right," and they get all silly.
Oh, this is in the 90s now as well. That's a scary thing, but...
Yeah, that was a. You're older than you look.
Unfortunately, I am.
You ain't got a little baby face there now.
Yeah.
Now, lots of things I want to ask you. Just very quick. I don't want to bring the whole thing down with Brexit, but just will Brexit ruin everything? Will it matter?
I think the honest answer is who knows. No one actually knows the honest answer. However, since the referendum, the Isle of Wight has been brilliant. So I've got my own views. I think it could be a positive thing for the Isle of Wight. Now, my view of that is that lots of people maybe start to question going abroad or Europe or outside of Europe, and they'll start investing in the Isle of Wight more. They'll think, well, actually, but you know what? We'll pop down to the Isle of Wight for a long weekend or a holiday. So the tourism, I think, potentially could be a good thing. This is my own personal view. Like I said, who knows? Property related, it's not shown any signs of affecting us. Like I said to you just before, it is the best it's ever been for lettings and sales on the Isle of Wight since 2007.
Which is good.
Yeah. So there's no signs of it. And actually, it's been a really positive time for the Isle of Wight since the referendum. But who knows? I think it'd be potentially be good for tourists.
Yeah. Obviously, there's a lot of houses being built and so on and so forth, which is great news. Just one negative thing, when you walk around the town now, lots of shops are closing. Mm. So does that have a knock-on effect for you as well? Because you must be doing commercial stuff too.
We do commercial, yeah. It's definitely a hot... I say lettings and sales is brilliant. Commercial, yeah, is absolutely a harder time. It's hard for sales on commercial because there's not as many buyers out there because the lettings isn't so easy. And that comes down to, I won't say everything, but, you know, in terms of the council will want X amount a month business rates. So then small businesses struggle on the high street because they can't afford the rent for the shop and the business rates. So commercial's actually one thing that is maybe, unfortunately, we'll have to wait and see what happens in the future, but at the moment isn't as positive as residential sales and lettings.
Would there come a time in Newport, just to chuck a curveball at you, all of these shops, when you go down, there's a couple at the top of town on the other side, opposite Doris Pink's.
Yep.
And you look at it and you think there's two houses either side. Mm-hmm. Will there come a time when they say, do you know what, we'll revert back to them being houses?
I wouldn't be surprised, knowing how the government work and the initiatives they've got, plans and builds and houses, etc. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I would prefer a really good high street, you know, all the shops full of various different local businesses. And I'm not against the high, you know, mainstream chains either, but, you know, a good very amount of business. But reality is, I would not be surprised. I do know of a number of commercial properties of the island that are trying, the owners are trying to get planning in to convert back to houses.
Right.
So, the reality of it might be that could happen.
I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. When you see so many and they're in there, you look at them and you think, well, all you got to do is just put a bit of this in there and it'll blend in with the houses that are next door and so on.
Yeah, I think it's a shame because...
It is a shame.
It's the online side of things. In reality, you can buy stuff online now, but if we look at Newport High Street and other cows, you've got some really good local businesses. You mentioned Doris Pink, you know.
Yeah.
They're brilliant at what they do as a bit, and there's so many. So I would like to just, even though it doesn't benefit us as much, but I would prefer to have a strong street in all parts of the island.
Sure. When we look at Newport, yes, there are a few problems and so on and so forth. And I want to see everybody given the opportunity to thrive. You look at Doris Pink's, they've done incredibly well because, they moved there. They were at in Carisbrook some years ago. They've been there for about sort of 15 odd years.
Oh, easily, yeah.
And I just think, well done to you, but maybe again it's that going to what did you do to survive?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, again, it comes down to lobbying government. We should go to government and say, look, you can see what's happening, you need to make changes.
Yep.
You need to lower things so it's more affordable, so we keep these places.
Put some sort of initiative for shops to be open, because it is hard, you know. We have a shop in Newport. I understand some of the problems that small businesses get. The reality is, it's on both ends. Landlords and the council need to come together and say, well, look, let's make something affordable so we fill the high streets. What happens then? It's, again, simple maths. The economy and everything else builds back up again. So it's quite simple, but unfortunately, too many people think quick money rather than...
Yeah.
Actually, it's better to have full shops than worrying about what we can make out of someone.
And they're burying their heads in the sand. We've gone off track a little bit, but I just want to fire something else out. You obviously, you say you spend a bit of time in Cyprus.
Yep.
And so have they got the same issues in high streets?
Not really, no. No, but to be quite honest, when Cyprus joined the EU, they probably shouldn't have. They were very strong had a very strong economy, yeah. Strong Cypriot pound. They had no need to join the EU since they have their combust. So actually, they've got problems more to do with part of the EU than their own hardships. But no, to be honest, they get so much tourism. They've just started a new TV series, getting married in Cyprus. You know, they've got so much tourism that it doesn't really affect them. The bigger problem in Cyprus is, do you own your property? You think you do, but does the land underneath your house actually belong to you? That's the bigger question in Cyprus.
Well, there's a question. How far do you go down? How far is down that still remains yours? You know, because it won't be long before some bright spark says, do you know what? I am going to dig down 40 feet below your house and I'm going to put a little thing in there that will be mine.
That is a good question. Who knows? I don't have the answer for that one.
See how my childish mind works.
Have the answer for that one, but it is a problem in Cyprus. It is one of those. But
I'm going to get out and dig underneath your house and hollow out a nice little area there.
Turns out my family own a part of Larnaca that's got four hotels on.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's four hotels on that land, and it's about two great grandmothers ago, and apparently it's their land, but. Yeah, that's the problem with Cyprus.
We spoke during the break, and we mentioned the fact that now is actually a good time to sell, January and February. Mm-hmm. Is it a good time to rent? And if so, how is the renting values? Has that change gone up? Is it good, bad, indifferent?
So to be honest, December's the only, I'd say, bad time of lettings on the Isle of Wight. Everyone's got Christmas to think about, and in the letting industry, not many people want to move in. However, the other 11 months of the year are fantastic. The Isle of Wight has had the biggest increase in demand and raise of value, so this is interesting to landlords, in the south of the UK, London, that's including London. So quite a significant difference as well. 26% increase, where Surrey has had a 1.2% increase and London -0.8. So that's just in the last year. In the last 7 years, we've had a 16% increase and London's had 2%. So in comparison, we're not at the same values as London, but however, the demand and increase in values have been significant, and the best in the South Coast. So it's a good market for investors, that's
so
for sure.
How do we compare with others like seaside towns and other sort of places? And who plucks out the old figures? Right, okay, that's worth X amount. That's worth X amount there. Does it come down to the wages are slightly better in that town than this town, and that's the reason why things are more expensive?
Well, the wages is a difficult one because there's been a 22% increase in those over the last 6-7 years, and not the same in property. So, not in wages. So I don't know how much that affects value of properties. What we've seen on the mainland is anything that's easily commutable to London on a train, their prices have boomed over the last few years because London hit a ceiling. So then what did the buyers do? People working in London, they started to go outside of London. They went to Winchester and Basingstoke and Reading and now Southampton and now Portsmouth. And so anything that's seen as an easy commute is becoming very valuable. How do we compare? Sales-wise, we don't really compete with the other seaside locations in the south. Bar Cornwall, we do have a higher net value than there.
Right.
Everywhere else along the south coast, we're quite far behind, in all honesty. Lettings, we're in a different league in terms of an industry for investors. Yeah, it's by far the best. There's no competitors in terms of the south coast to the Isle of Wight on the letting industry. Sales, we're quite a way off.
Okay.
But who decides that? It's just the trends. The Isle of Wight works in a very different way. Values work on direct roads on the Isle of Wight, whereas some areas in Bournemouth, you do a few mile radius. The Isle of Wight, it's your postcode. That's it.
Okay, I got another curveball.
Yeah.
All right, I'm now picturing my house. Okay, you walk in, it wasn't a two up, two down, and now it's like four down, two and a bit up.
Okay.
All right, but it's got
a
120 foot garden.
Yeah,
and there's no access through the garden from the other end, so the only access is through the house.
Okay,
I look at this and I think you've got all that land there. It's dead space for two people, would you advise to build on it, even though you've got no access to? Or how? Just say, for instance, picture this. We live in... I'm going to tell you where we live, okay? Mm-hmm. We live in Cavendish Place.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you know that all of those houses have no access through the back way.
Yeah.
Okay, you only got... But none of them have got any proper parking spaces. Mm-hmm. And you think you've got a 120-feet garden there that's just sitting there. That's just, I mean, unless you're, you know, like Titchmarsh, you've got this wonderful garden, which we ain't.
Yeah.
You know, it's... And you think, all this dead space. Why? What could we possibly do with it?
The reality is you wouldn't get planning permission to do any other properties because they don't do it anymore in back gardens unless it's something different. It's a difficult one actually, because all you can really do is extend. That's it. That's all you can do, because they won't give planning anymore to in rear gardens because of the new regulations and building regs over recent years. So your only option is to extend your house. You could offer it to other neighbours. You never know, they might want a bigger garden. But the reality is, of garden space now, the value has kind of disappeared in terms of that. You know, it's only worth what someone's willing to pay for it now.
Sure.
So that is a difficult one actually, because you can't do much in rear gardens anymore.
Oh well, that's knackered that idea, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, we do that advice as well.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. You're going to pick another song.
Oh, that's a difficult one, isn't it?
I don't know
it?
Why I just asked you. You didn't do very well the last one, did you?
All right, well, it obviously went down well if you're asking me to do another one. That has put me on the spot. Oh, no. What about a bit of Stevie Wonder? Isn't She Lovely?
All right. Well, we'll find out and come back with it.
There
all right.
There
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.
The White Military and Heritage Museum in Northwood. The museum will excite your senses and immerse you in a world of human success over adversity. Call 01983-300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Looking for a taxi? Want a reliable company that offers friendly, affordable service? Then you need Leader Cabs, the island's premier taxi company. Travel in comfort and arrive in style with our top-of-the-range vehicles. Our friendly, well-trained drivers will take you to any destination on the island and beyond. Book today on 01983 33000. Leader Cabs. Quick, easy, safe and secure.
The Four P's Project is proudly supported by Wheeler's Solicitors, helping you achieve your aims in life. We deal with residential and commercial conveyancing, wills, lasting powers of attorney, and probate. For more information, call us on 01983 533 938 or check out wheelers-solicitors.com.
Dementia can be a lonely and frightening place, not just for the person diagnosed, but for families too. Families need someone with the expertise, experience and empathy to guide them through the challenges of dementia. Through a growing number of specialist adult nurses, Dementia UK is working tirelessly to make sure that every family living with dementia has access to the support they need. To find out more, visit dementiauk.org today. You can also call the Admiral Nurse Dementia Helpline on 0800 888 6678 or email helpline@dementiauk.org. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Tony Christian. Join me if you can for the afternoon show this coming Monday, sponsored by the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. That's Monday afternoons, 1 till 4 on the Island's Voice, Vectis Radio, 104.6 FM and worldwide online.
Got to be honest with you, that was your better choice. The Peter Andre thing, I thought that was a joke, but no, when he said there was a story behind it as well. But that's Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? You listen to Invectus Radio. It's 12 minutes away from one. We've got Charlie in from Red Squirrel, and we've got so much to talk to. You have to come back.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to.
You will, you have to come back. When you go in and measure up and stuff, I mean, do you enjoy that side of things? You've got to be careful what you say. I'm a nosy sort of person. I think, I wouldn't have that wall that colour.
Well, I actually quite maybe to some people quite sadly, I love property, so that's why I do it. You know, I had a fantastic job before Red Squirrel existed, and some people thought I was crazy when I stopped. But to be honest, I'm passionate about property, and for me, I love seeing all the different homes. And there's good, and there's bad, and there's dirty, and there's clean, and I get to see pretty much anything. I can't even disclose some of the things I see physically, and it's quite amazing. But I do enjoy that part of the job, for the good and the bad sides of it. You know, it's interesting, and you learn something different every single day. And it helps me personally, where I do developments, investments, things like that. When I do a house, I'm not actually personally that creative. Where I've seen so many different properties over the years, I kind of know just what to do. So when people get us into value and they say, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? I can give free advice in terms of look, and they think I'm really creative. I'm not. It's just I've seen so many that it helps me to say, actually, that wouldn't work for this property because of X, Y, and Z, and this could, though. So I really enjoy it, good and bad.
What's the quickest property you've ever sold? From start to finish, they've come around, you've got the tape measure out, measured them up, and they've moved in or moved out.
20 days. But but actually one that surprised me most was one that only completed, it was last summer it completed, and we had a huge chain, all of it, was about 7 or 8 people in the chain. None of them really cared about the time scales. We'd get it done when it's done. Just under 4 weeks it was done and dusted, the whole chain from start to finish, and it was phenomenal. I mean, I don't know how it worked, because normally people are desperate to get it done and it takes 12 weeks.
Yeah.
We had one there with 8 people in, didn't care, 4 weeks done. So, but 20 days, I think it was, or 21 days is the quickest. But that's not common. That's definitely not common.
Were they all houses that came under Red Squirrel as well? Were they other places too?
They were mostly Red Squirrel.
Yeah,
there was a couple of others.
Help when it's all under same roof.
I think it depends on the agent, is the honest answer. You know, there's 3 or 4 really good agents on the Isle of Wight. So if you've got those 3 or 4 really good agents involved, you can have the biggest chain going. But they're really good at the jobs. So it does depend on which ones more than who's involved, I guess.
So even though you're different companies, you still have to work together and work, you know, and get on.
I appreciate a good estate agent, to be honest. You know, if someone's got, 2 or 3 out, and I think they are 2 or 3 of the other good ones, I would quite happily say, do you know what, they're really good at their job. But doesn't faze me, because I think it's important for people to know who are good at their jobs. So you have to appreciate. And you also have to know the weaknesses. If you understand that chain could have this problem because of the common trend, we will fix that before it starts.
Last time you were in, you mentioned top end, and I don't think we got on the subject enough, and my wife was listening, and she said, you should have asked him this, shouldn't you? How do you work out the top end? Because I'm guessing you go down the street and you think, right, okay, the most expensive property is going to be X, no matter what you do to the inside or the outside of your house. Is that
there's definitely that element. So in London, they do a 10-mile radius of valuations. I mentioned just for the last break about in the Isle of Wight, it's the road. So how we will value a home, and I'll keep this quick and simple for you, I will look up to 14, 15 years worth of information. What's sold in the road? How much is it sold for? How long was it on the market for? What's the condition? What's the layout? What's the sizes? So before I go to your home, I will know this is the absolute max you can achieve in your area. If you gold plate it, the lot, this is the max. Where your value then fits from the top below is normally the fundamentals, double glazing, gas centroiding. That's normally got the biggest effect on values, is those two things, and structural. Outside of those three things, cosmetics doesn't massively affect it. So I would always actually say, if you're just generally interested, get people out to value it, because sometimes I've met people who've gone and spent thousands and thousands of pounds decorating, carpeting, kitchen, bathrooms. It's not actually always going to make a difference. So better to get someone to give you an opinion first, whether to do it or not.
What about a loft conversion? Would that add anything to it, even if you're at the top end already?
Again, that's dependent on the road. So in some cases it can be worthwhile doing, in others it can't. Now, the good thing about us is we do build work. We do new builds, extensions, refurbs. So again, if you're considering it purely on a value basis, get someone out first to to give you an honest answer. You could spend X amount and this will make your house worth this much more. Or actually, do you know what? It's not worth doing because you might get your money back, but that's it. So what's the point in the time and effort and money if you're not going to make any profit? So not always is the answer to that. It depends on where you live, because there will always be a ceiling price. And if your house is already at that ceiling price, it doesn't matter if you put a loft conversion in. It's not going to make a difference on value. So it depends.
Okay. And it just obviously lots of change in the last, you know, 20 odd years of where you sell your house. Has anything changed dramatically in the last couple of years that we should be aware of? Because there'll be people thinking, I haven't moved for 5 years. What do I need to know that's changed?
No, there's some little technicalities and things like that, but nothing major. I mean, it's all pretty much the same old. The only legality you need, so if anyone tells you different, it's not true. All you need is an energy performance certificate. That's the only legality you need to sell your home now. So
what is it?
They rate the performance. It's something the government done as part of the Paris Green Deal. Don't know if you've heard of that or not, with the United Nations, to lower emissions. This was the government's commitment to try and lower emissions in England. So they're just going in your home and rating the performance of your property, and energy and environmental performance. It's actually quite a good thing, especially for maybe elderly people out there who might not have the funds to put central heating in, or I don't know, double glazing. What this does is it will give you an interest-free loan, and they do not need anything from you, and they will fit it, they will get it done. And what they do, they take 20p a month off your gas or electric bill, and that's it. It's an interest-free loan on the property, so it's actually quite beneficial to elderly people out there.
Yeah, sure. So what are they actually, I mean, do they check things like, you know, how much heat comes out of your house? Yeah. And things like that.
I'm actually a qualified energy assessor, so
right.
What we will do is what type of double, it's quite in depth what double glazing you've got, how old, boiler, how old, what type, what make, loft insulation, cavity wall, everything. And what we do is calculate how efficient is it. So yes, how is your heat disappearing when you've got your heating on? Is it just going out the property? We'll also look at the efficiency of what heating you've got. So if you've got just heat, electric heaters, they're not as efficient as gas central heating. So we'll look at all of this and come to a calculation.
So do you now, when it snows and you saw that snow on the roof, and you see, you know, things like the next day where you look in a row and you think, right, okay, three of those houses there, it's melted on there, but it's still on the other roof. Do you actually think, are you tempted to knock on the door and say, that heat is escaping through your roof and that's the reason why?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't knock on the doors, no. But I do know, yeah, we look at all of these things. So, yeah, I can tell the difference between who's done what. It sounds silly, but you can tell the difference now. Especially when you go through the qualification, it's quite hard work. But you do notice distinctive differences in terms of the way something's built or insulated or various elements. So yes, it is definitely one of the better things the government's committed to, actually. But I think they need to get the message out there more, because there is so many, I mentioned elderly people, who I've met people that could have done with knowing you can get the Green Deal.
Yeah,
because it's free and they'll do it for you. So
well, we need people like you to lobby, you know, have a go at the government, have a go and say, hey, look, we need you to make these changes to make it better. So that, you know, one, we can sell houses quicker and make it easier for people and so on.
Yeah.
So maybe you got, you know, maybe that's your next project.
God, yeah.
Now, I know you've got a broken foot, but there's nothing really stopping you, is there?
I've had people mention it to me before, but it's getting the time. That's the problem.
Oh,
we've got
the
successful business at Red Squirrel, but I'd love to do more, so if people think of things, I'm more than happy to help.
Well, good for you. How do we get hold of you?
Well, the easiest way is to call Red Squirrel Property Shop, because they'll always find me somewhere. And their number is 521212.
521212.
Yeah, nice and easy.
That's really, really... That's like an old DJ that's turned up at a nightclub and just sort of checking the microphone. 1212.
Yeah.
521212.
That's the one.
That's a commercial. That's a commercial right there.
Yeah, there we are.
We've sussed out the commercial, John. Okay, look, thanks for coming. There must be a website as well.
Yeah, it's nice and easy again. redsquirrelpropertyshop.co.uk. You can find all of everything you need to know about us and our reviews from customers who have bought, sold, let, and anything through us, really.
And Facebook page too.
Our Facebook page, yeah, we've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Make sure you follow. We've got a huge following on Facebook now, so we get good interactions on there. So yeah, make sure you're involved with all three.
Thanks for coming in, Charlie. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you.
Thank you for having me.
See you again soon. Stand by, Maggie and Kelvin on the way.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.